Let's get to it. It's not our usual time, but it is a Friday. We see what's been going down this week with many facepalms, a few WTFs, and a bunch of head shaking. It's called the Tool Shed. And before we roll out the nominees, we welcome in the landlord with the keys to open the crunch time. Now, Sports Talk, a Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Let's start with disgruntled New York Jets fan, Christopher Grayshock. He is the 57-year-old West Milford, New Jersey resident who, after watching his Jets, his behated Jets, turn in one of the most embarrassing performances, even for that failed franchise, against the Bills, apparently drowned his sorrows. Then he got in the car, rear-ended a vehicle. Fortunately, nobody was hurt. But the dummy was barely able to stand, almost fell into traffic, arrested, and according to Captain Larry Martin, in a talk with the Pascack Valley Daily Voice, he told officers, "I drank too much because the Jets suck." In searching his car, they also found 3/4 full of a bottle of bourbon riding shotgun, a little bit of weed, a couple of packs of rolling papers, and he faces charges of assault by auto, driving while intoxicated, reckless driving, having an open container, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Oh, and after sobering up the next day, he had to deal with this. Yeah, the Jets still suck. How about a double-barreled entry, Kevin Durant and Draymond Green? You know, I thought we had a good comment from Mr. Fentress yesterday on the show that this kind of infighting crap happens constantly on sports teams. A lot of competition, with guys, the testosterone. But the grown-ups keep it among themselves. Of course, some guys like Draymond have the emotional maturity of a 12-year-old. And with Durant, this ongoing desire to host pity parties is not sitting well. Dude has the world falling at his feet. Got to play for the best team on the planet, making as much salary as just about as anybody in American professional sports, won 2 titles, 2 finals MVPs. I mean, everything is going his way, but he's created this fraudulent chip on his shoulder, like he's a single mom working 3 jobs and putting herself through night school. To quote Sergeant Hulka, "Lighten up, Francis. You've got first world problems and charmed lives. Grow the F up." And finally, Packer coach Mike McCarthy. I think it might be time to realize he's just not getting the most out of this team. He's got Aaron Rodgers, man. I mean, even Ted Thompson, who did some great work and stepped aside after last season, he got the one title. McCarthy has that almost arrogance, the like, "you don't know what I know" attitude. And in last night's loss to the Seahawks, he had to burn a couple of timeouts. He had one left. So when Russ Wilson hit Ty Lockett for a 34-yarder on the game-winning drive, McCarthy was afraid to use his challenge flag lest he lose his last timeout. And if you saw it, that was on a play that many, self-included, thought would have been overturned. That ball hit the ground. Then he's got the ball. Facing down 3 points, facing a 4th-and-2. And again, he had just the one timeout and the 2-minute warning. And with Aaron Rodgers, he decided to punt. Granted, he was on his own 33, but who are you going to trust? Rodgers to make 2 yards or that defense? He was hoping for a 3-and-out and a punt. He never got the ball back. Wilson on a bootleg for the first down, then Mike Davis just right up the gut to clinch it, victory formation. Dude, you got to roll the dice with number 12 in that situation. McCarthy may be now into his final 2 months as the Green Bay Packer head coach. So who to put in? Who to put in? You know what? Let's add to the Jets' misery. Let's go with an unknown Christopher Grayshock, who decided to drink and drive and then blame it on the Jets. Hey, many a time I would sit in my den and do shots and drown my jet sorrows, but I was never stupid enough to get into a car where I could barely walk. So with that, let's close the Crunch Time, a tool shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Be gone!